Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabine, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 40 found in Grade 8, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We'll first go over question 40 and its rubric, and then we'll move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 50 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide and we'll go over question 40. In this question, a graph is given with minutes and gallons on the two axes, and the student is asked to describe a situation represented by the graph. The student is then asked to explain why the graph does not pass through the origin in the situation described. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. In the complete and correct response, the situation could be a graph of the amount of water entering a swimming pool as it is being filled. The reason the graph does not pass through the origin is because the pool was not empty beforehand. Any other valid responses would also be accepted. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We've found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 52. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The student describes a situation where a pool is filled with water a half a gallon per minute and accurately explains that the pool already had water in it, which is why the graph does not pass through the origin. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is a score point 1 response. The student has described a correct situation where a boy fills a tank with water. However, the explanation that the gallons do not start at 0 is not sufficient. The explanation needs to include that the tank already had water in it to receive the maximum score point. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 1. In this response, no situation is described in the first part. However, the reason provided for why the graph does not pass through the origin is correct. The fourth guide paper is a score point 1. The explanation for the first part is correct, but the explanation as to why the graph does not pass through the origin is incorrect. In the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 0, the situation described is incorrect, and the explanation as to why the graph does not pass through the origin is too vague. Saying it never had 0 gallons is not sufficient to receive credit. The sixth and last guide paper for this question is another score point 0. In this response, the situation described is not specific enough to receive credit, and the explanation in the second part is incorrect. Please take a moment to review these six papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 40, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, The practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the five practice set papers for question 40. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 61. In this response, the situation described is not specific, and the explanation that it doesn't start at zero is not acceptable. This response receives a score point 0. Next is Practice Set 62. In this paper, the student has described a correct specific situation where water is filled in a pool, and the explanation in the second part accurately explains that the pool already had water in it, which is the reason the graph does not go through the origin. Therefore, this response earns a score point 2. Let's move on to practice set 63. This response includes no specific situation in the first part, and the explanation in the second part includes a minor inaccuracy. The student says that the gallons have already been filled, which implies it is full. It is not full. It is only starting to be filled. Holistically, there is some correct information in both parts, so this response receives a score point 1. In practice set 64, both the situation described in the first part and the explanation in the second part is incorrect. Therefore, this response receives a score point 0. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 65. This response includes a description of a situation in which Chuck Norris fills a pool with water. However, there is no explanation as to why the graph does not pass through the origin, so this paper only receives a score point 1. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.